everyone, and welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today, my roommate is making the only noise he's made all day, which involves going in the kitchen, doing something, and playing his music quite loudly. But that's not too bad of a thing, because although I'm sorry if you can hear it in the background, he does have a pretty solid taste in music. We're in lockdown, so apologies if my public speaking isn't up to scratch. I've spoken to a very limited number of people over the last few days. And of course, always, as soon as you start to record a podcast, there are a million other noises and your voice stops working and you forget how to breathe and talk at the same time. So today's podcast is called Why Pretty Privilege Actually Sucks. Okay, I'm not going to dance around this. I'm really sick of the fact that like 99% of the encouragement, compliments, feedback, or recognition I receive from friends and peers is based on my appearance. Obviously, it's nice to get a compliment here and there. It's less about the compliments I do get and more about the ones that I don't. I noticed this weird little discrepancy a while ago and it's been bugging me. Why is my appearance treated as the most important trait? Why do my peers comment on it as if it's important? Is it important? Is it more important than my other traits? Why do they care enough about my ego to let me know that I look pretty but not enough to say that my photos are good or that my writing is interesting? I'm not necessarily angry at anyone in particular because I don't even think it's a conscious thing. I just want to know what it is that makes this the case. Obviously, we live in a world that prioritizes physical appearance over depth of character, which is why I feel the need to point it out. Maybe it's just an issue of awareness. I think the best way to tackle any quandary really is through a frame. In this case, I was on TikTok and it gave me a frame to look at this issue through. If you don't know what pretty privilege is, it's pretty obvious, it's in the name. It's a social concept that theorizes that conventionally attractive people have some sort of advantage in life that those who are not conventionally attractive do not receive. It definitely exists, but as with most things, there's a positive side and a negative one. I've not been subject to any serious experiences of fat phobia, racism, homophobia, or classism in my life. I'll probably never be turned down at a job interview because of my appearance. Service staff and strangers are very rarely rude or discriminatory towards me. In fact, there have been several cases throughout my life where they have been extra nice. I acknowledge that as a privilege that not everyone has, but that privilege causes a lot more barriers than not. I remember being in year 9 or year 10 and I went to a Catholic school, so they'd come in the morning and they'd check our uniforms, and mine was very, very rarely correct, mostly because the sports uniforms were just way more comfortable. So I'd wear them, and then I suppose you get a certain amount of strikes and then they have to put you in detention. And so I've worn this uniform so many times, and then the Yiko, you know, puts everyone else in detention, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I would really like to not go to detention. And he let me off because he said to me, give me a smile and show me dimples and like, that's that. There's been several instances in my life where usually an adult and completely like meaninglessly, there's no harm in it. It's been like, I bet you get away with everything with a face like that, you know? And like, I'm not outrageously pretty. Kendall Jenner is definitely living a different kind of life than the rest of us. I'm not gonna argue that pretty privilege isn't a thing. I just wanna say that it causes a lot more issues than it solves. Pretty privilege only exists because we as individuals buy into the idea that physically attractive people are more valuable than other people. The problem is that equating value to beauty removes value in everything else, and that's what's getting on my nerves. Several issues of perspective and self-esteem arise when you place beauty on that pedestal, when it comes before everything else and excuses everything else and erases everything else. Often when I hear Pretty Privileged talked about, they talk about girls getting into clubs and not having to buy themselves drinks. What they fail to recognise is that in bars, women are very much, you know, making the money for the bars. It's about getting attention, and attention being wrongly equated to respect. You don't get free drinks just because you're pretty. We all know there's more subtext than that. If people are doing nice things or being friendly, and it's because they find you attractive, those are not altruistic random acts of kindness. All assumptions come with expectation. And here's the thing. People assume you're arrogant. People assume you're unintelligent or unapproachable. If you're pretty, often people think that's all you are. People expect that that's all you are. People seem surprised when they discover that I'm quite intelligent. I have my daft moments, and the phrase, "you're lucky that you're pretty," gets thrown around. It can be hard to make friends and hard to see yourself as worthy or interesting, or hard to feel understood, respected, or heard. It gets really hard to trust people as friends when often if someone's being nice to you, it's because they want something from you. It's a really strange experience when I'm 100% sure that I am more interesting, funny, intelligent, hardworking, and creative than I am pretty. I hold value for those traits in myself and others, so it confuses me and upsets me when others don't. We've been placed in this society that sets the beauty standard as the most important thing. The age of social media has catapulted the attention economy. Pretty privilege does exist, but it's rooted in sexism, the attention economy, and how capitalism builds on desirability politics. In this light, pretty people don't usually receive actual privilege past being treated nicer. Unless their line of work is one that directly involves receiving attention, for example, influencers, celebrities, or models. We've all seen the viral TikToks of some pretty girl doing absolutely nothing and getting insane clout compared to those who are less attractive but working harder as creators. When I say ugly, I say ugly in quotations because I don't think that there's a scale of beauty that exists. It's all made up, but people who are deemed ugly are treated horrendously based on how they look, but only receiving respect when someone thinks that you're attractive isn't respect. It's a transaction. Either way, assumptions are made and your worth is reduced to your appearance, and it shouldn't be that case. If you're familiar with my public Instagram account, which you should be, it's very good. It's pretty obvious that I put a fair bit of work into it. At this point, the vast majority of posts on there are my photography work. At times, my posts only get like 20 something likes, and that's okay by me, frankly, because I don't post for likes. When I was younger, it was something I cared about, and at this point, I care how my Instagram looks for me, because I doubt anyone looks at my feed more than I do. I post because I genuinely like working on it, and I'm proud of my work, and I want to share it. However, I find it curious that I'll wind up with upwards of 100 likes when I post a selfie. And I know that 100 likes aren't a big deal, but the numbers are substantial enough to indicate the problem. As I'm writing this, my Instagram hosts 297 posts. The vast majority of them do not have my face in them. Almost everything there is to promote my photography and my writing. Yet, I can count on one hand the people who show genuine and consistent support for the things that I actually care about. I appreciate an occasional compliment to boost my ego, of course, but in all honesty, it doesn't mean much to me. I don't particularly care about how I look. I dropped into body neutrality a long time ago. I don't need the validation. It's nice and everything, but like as I said, it means a lot more to me to know that people are paying attention and appreciating the things that I actually care about and the things I do put work into. I don't put even a quarter as much effort into my appearance than I do my work. most of the feedback I receive is about something that I didn't do, but something that my parents did 20 years ago when they combined their DNA. And out popped me with my little cute nose and perfect skin and my dimples. Unfortunately, it's taken me almost 20 years to realise that most people actually just don't care who you are past face value. They don't have the time to dig into it. Most people don't read the book. Most people just pick up the book because the cover looks good. Maybe they read the blurb, but 9 times out of 10 they decide that it's boring and not worth the effort of reading. Especially if the book isn't all about them. I'm really over being put back up on someone's shelf, though. I'm trying to make a living doing the things I love. Unfortunately, in my case, that's near impossible without gaining the interest and support of other people. I need to know what people think of my writing and whether you find it interesting or helpful. I gain nothing by knowing that you find me attractive. It doesn't help me grow or learn, and it rarely makes me feel supported or validated because it's not something that I particularly care about. A little comment saying, hey, this is really interesting, or, you know, talking back to me about the things I'm writing about, or, like, even if you disagree, even if you want to jump on there and be like, Tanisha, this photo is grainy as fuck, it sucks. That's fine. That's cool. At least it's something, you know? I appreciate the friends who do pay attention to how much work and how much passion I put into my photography and writing. To those who comment on posts that don't have my face in them, or share my posts on their stories, or say, hey, I read your article about blah 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 when we meet up. I appreciate that endlessly. But frankly, if you've never expressed encouragement for anything other than my selfies, I think you need to reevaluate your idea of what's valuable and why, and then come back to me and tell me how cool my photo is. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again in probably 2 weeks. Again, depending on whether or not I want to. As I usually say, but is more important in this context, like, comment, share, do whatever you do on whatever platform you're using, blah blah blah. I would love some feedback. Truly, I would love some feedback. Good, bad, I don't care. I hope you're well, I hope you're safe. See you around.